Hi, this is me, Lindy Ann Hupley, with 3 minutes of fire. Today I'm talking about overcoming Monday madness. Any day of madness. You know that the word shalom, a part of it actually means devourer of chaos. Now, I don't know about you, but when chaos is around me, I almost think if I just dive into the chaos, I can somehow make it better. But the reality is, first seek the kingdom of God and the rest will be added unto you. I remember one time at university, I had an exam that was on the Monday and I had not studied. It was already on Sunday and I was like, God, church study, you know. And I said, God, forgive me for not planning my time better, but I really want to go to church and then I'll study afterwards. You know what? The Lord, now I'm recommending this to anyone, okay? You need to do better at this than me. But I remember going to church and just seeking God first. And when I came home, it probably took me 3 hours to study something that usually takes 8. And I cum laude that exam the next day. And I believe this is a testimony to inspire you in your everyday madness. Start the day with Jesus. Instead of running around and then going, okay, once I've got some die vleene doodgeslaan het, then I'm going to spend time with the Lord. No, actually start your day with the shalom of heaven. Breathe him in and that everything comes into alignment and into order. And you will see that supernaturally, your day of madness comes into order and into alignment. Because as we spend time with God, the angels and all of heaven starts moving together, working things together for our good. And I have seen that time and time again, as chaos gets devoured by the shalom of heaven. And now maybe you feel like, well, this is my life. This is madness that I'm facing all the time. Right now, I'm going to pray over you. Father, I thank you, God, that chaos was demolished on the cross, that even the root word of evil is busyness. Every person that's struggling with busyness, that's like toil. They go round and around and around and around and again. I just release your shalom right now. I bind busyness and chaos in Jesus' name, but Lord, we release productivity, Father God, coming out of the throne room of heaven, that you will work all things together for good. And I'm sensing there are people listening right now and you're struggling with a lot of stress and anxiety. I just release the perfect love of the Father over you right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, that stress and anxiety is not from you. I love what Bill Johnson says. He says, worrying is imagining your future without God. Come on, God is in your future. He's in every day. So I just want to give you permission not to worry, to trust in God. Amen and amen. I'll see you guys next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's 3 minutes of fire with evangelist Lindy Ann Hopley. Lindy Ann, founder of Beautiful Witness Ministries, travels the world sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And signs, wonders, and miracles follow. If you would like to hear more, connect with her on social media or her website, beautifulwitness.com. Until next time, God bless.